It's Wednesday, and as we reach the midpoint of this week, we continue on with another teaching from this month's topic. So today I wanted to look at how to stay in alignment with what it is that you desire in your life by connecting in with your mind. So obviously this month we have talked about the mind and our overall connection with our body, mind and spirit. Our mind is obviously one of the greatest tools that we really have in our life. It helps us to store our memories, to create thought processes, to have clarity and focus, and it really keeps us ticking every day. For some of us, the mind can take over a little bit and it can actually hinder us somewhat because our thought processes can be fearful, they can be sabotaging, they can be full of anxiety. But what about if you follow what we talked about on Monday and over the past month about giving your body space? When the body gets space and gets given time and attention, we start to see a calmer energy go through. The body moves into a parasympathetic state, which I would have talked about in last month's topic. And it's a lot calmer and it's a lot more susceptible and open to being able to have a calmer headspace. When the mind feels like it's getting a bit of a break and all of those fearful thoughts, that anxiety, the panic, day-to-day responsibilities and stresses, just have a moment to just step aside for a minute. It's amazing what the mind can do. The mind can open you up to some of the greatest ideas you have ever had, the greatest thoughts that you've ever had that are nurturing and kind and are going to help you progress and move forward in ways that you probably have never experienced before. But to be able to connect properly with the mind, the body does need to have a break and to have space. But also the mind needs that break. Have you ever heard that expression, I need a headspace break? It's where things are just so busy and it's like, I need to go and sit at the beach, or I need to go and sit on a mountain, or I need to just go and sit in my garden and just let my head calm down. So, you know, when your head gets very busy with work or very busy with family stuff or responsibilities and is overcrowded, what do you do to allow the mind to actually have a moment to come down? And that's really what it's like, because when we're in that stressed state, no matter what's stressing us, big or small things, the mind is just completely like overactive. When we come down and the body relaxes, but the mind relaxes, we start to feel like something is clearing. You know, it's like if you have a headache and feeling the release when it goes, the clarity starts to come through. So when I'm asking you to look at what you do to give yourself that space and get the mind to have that feeling of freedom and ease, what do you do next then? How can you tap into yourself and to say, okay, what's going on for me at the moment? Listening to the thoughts, okay, because we're only focusing in on the mind today. What are my thoughts saying? What am I thinking about? Is there any way that I can change my perspective on something? Think a little bit more differently or more openly about things that are going on in my life. How can I help my mind to overcome or accept fears or difficulties that are going on? So this is something that we have to, I suppose, take accountability for and responsibility for, because we are the only ones that can have any sort of an impact on our mindset. So just think about that today, some food for thought, and I look forward to chatting with you again on Friday.